Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 9th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Apple reinvents Siri AI. Instagram accounts hijacked via chatbot. Companies blind to AI costs. Amazon lets shoppers create AI merchandise. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Apple is relaunching Apple Intelligence with Siri AI, using Google Gemini models to boost capabilities while keeping a hybrid privacy layer called Private Cloud Compute, so requests remain unreadable to Apple. Siri AI will use personal context, understand screens, perform cross-app actions, and live in a new Siri app that saves conversations across iPhone, iPad, Mac, and visionOS. At launch, it supports only English and will not be available initially on iPhone and iPad in the European Union. Image generation runs in private cloud compute, with usage limits increasable via iCloud Plus. Top local features require newest hardware like iPhone 17 and M3 Max. Meta confirmed a flaw in its AI chatbot, let attackers take over up to 20,225 Instagram accounts. From April 17, 2026 to May 31, 2026, a recovery tool called High Touch Support sent password reset links to arbitrary, unverified email addresses because of a buggy code path. Meta says the number is an upper bound and cannot confirm which accounts or data were viewed. Potentially exposed items include contact information, birth dates, posts, direct messages, account activity, profile details, and services. Meta disabled the chatbot, invalidated the reset links, forced affected users through a security checkpoint, and will fix email verification before reactivation.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. A new KPMG survey finds only 26% of companies have a complete view of their AI costs. 50% have limited visibility, and 22% have no transparency or learn usage only after billing. The move to token-based billing for AI services is putting finance teams under pressure. KPMG's Steve Chase says this is a new resource to manage and is growing exponentially. KPMG reports clients that exhausted annual token and cloud budgets within months, and one saw a six-fold increase in token use. Gil Luria of D.A. Davidson expects many CFOs will be shocked by Anthropic bills this quarter. Analysts compare the situation to the pandemic cloud boom. Amazon now lets shoppers create AI-designed merchandise inside its shopping app using Alexa, turning prompts into designs sold through Merch on Demand. The company handles printing and Prime delivery, so anyone can produce one-off items like family reunion t-shirts, personalized gifts, or a portrait of a pet without traditional design skills. The feature lowers the barrier to entry for print-on-demand and expands competition with sites such as Redbubble and Bonfire. It is free to generate designs. Customers pay only for the finished products. The option is available only in the United States. Some artists whose work trained AI models may object to the approach.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.